Still recovering addict named Joe. And our second speaker is Leon P. from the Tri-County area in Maryland.
Hey y'all, my name is Tim and I'm an addict. Just for today, self-worth and service. Being involved in service makes me feel worthwhile. Makes me feel worthwhile. When most of us arrive at Narcotics Anonymous, we have very little self-worth left to salvage. Many members say that they began to develop self-esteem through being of service early in their recovery. Something just short of a miracle occurs when we begin to have a positive impact on others' lives through our service efforts. Most of us don't have a lot of experience, strength, or hope to share at 30 days clean. In fact, some members will tell us in no uncertain terms that what we can do best is listen. But at 30 days, we do offer something to that addict just coming into the rooms of NA, struggling to get 24 hours clean. The very newest NA member, the one with only the desire to stop using and none of the tools, can hardly imagine anyone staying clean for a year or 2 years or 10. But he or she can relate to those people with 30 days clean, picking up a key tag with a look of pride and disbelief emblazoned on their faces. Service is something that is our unique gift, something that no one can take away from us. We give and we get. Through service, many of us start on the sometimes long road back to becoming productive members of society. Just for today, I will be grateful for the opportunity to be of service. Thank you.
I'm an addict named Leon. That is my sponsor who will be celebrating 9 years the 29th. And I wanted him to read that just for today, you know. And Anthony, I've heard you speak before, and you've always been eloquent and to the point. And I do appreciate that. And some of the things you have mentioned, I have underlined also because of the concepts, you know. I'd like to start off, in addition to page 24 of our basic text, it states this: everything that occurs in the course of NA service must be motivated by desire, more successively, to carry the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. It's for this reason that we begin this work. We must always remember that an individual member, groups, and service committees, we are not and should never be in competition with each other. We work separately and together to help the newcomer and for our common good. We have learned painfully that eternal strife cripples our fellowship. It prevents us from providing the service necessary for growth. Okay? Now, I'm a bookworm. And getting to the seventh concept, well, let me tell you a little bit about me. My incident started with the loss of a cell phone. I lost my cell phone sometime today. And a gentleman came in here and said he'd been looking for me all day to give me my phone. Now, I'm sitting around and thinking, why is it taking so long for me to get my phone? But see, because that self-centeredness came out and said, hey, you didn't call me this morning at 9:45, but yet and still I have not seen my phone. You understand? So the humble approach, I took the gentleman back in the back because he did take the effort to come here and bring it to me. And I informed him, man, I really, really appreciate it. But he kept beating me up. But that's the way it is. That's life. You know, I have to surf the good with the bad. You know. We're limited on time, so I'm going to get to some of the things Anthony didn't mention in the other concepts. I hope that I addressed them. In the seventh concept, it's the spiritual of anonymity that the groups must prevail. The principle points out the fellowship towards the leveling of the individual relative importance as a participant in NA service. All right? The principles of anonymity is into practice. Now, you don't always get a chance for everybody to participate in the decision processes, all right, in the groups. So we have small groups. My group, like I'm Tri-County area, we meet every Sunday, 7:30. And guess what the name of our meetings are? Steps, Traditions, and Concepts. All right, we do steps 1 week. We do traditions 1 week. And at the end of the month, we do concepts. And we're the only ones in our particular area that do them. See, I think the next closest place is Baltimore. I'm in Tri-County, which is Southern Maryland, which is outside of D.C., District of Columbia, and not too far from Virginia. So we're in between all that. My clean date is November the 12th, 1998. I can give you the true numbers here. 4,911 days without using. And I remember the first thing, one of the first things I learned was about services through my sponsor. My sponsor, and I was listening to him, and I did my step work and my traditions through him. But he hasn't done the concepts. So he says, man, I envy you doing the concepts. I said, one day sponsor, when you sit down, maybe you can learn them too. You understand? So I'm not so great that I cannot give this back that was freely given to me. Okay? The eighth concept, this was the service structure founded by the unity, all right, of the groups. You notice that you and Anthony keep talking about the groups, because that's where it starts. It goes from the groups to the area to the region to the world, okay? And so they must have regular communication throughout Narcotics Anonymous, together. See, there's no big I's, no little U's. We must do this all together, all right? The groups also or be able to recognize when something goes wrong with our service boards and committees, they are better positioned to know how to correct them if you have effective communications. You see, you don't have to have a problem create into where it blossoms into something larger than what it really is. You can nip it at the bud, as you said earlier, you know. We need to be able to trust our trusted service, right? Don't be micromanaging, thinking that you, well, what you do, how you do this, you don't know how to do that. I don't know why that's all, you feel like something bouncing back off of you, you know? And you say, hey, what did I do to deserve all this, you know? All I'm just a person that's an informed NA member, all right? The ninth concept, I like to use the lone voice. The lone voice is that newcomer that comes in where that group sit down and say, hey, we're going to plan something. And that newcomer say, why don't we use decorations? That's a lone voice that's contributing. And that's the basis of the ninth concept. See, oh, he's irreverent. He don't know what he's talking about. You know, but I know my fourth tradition tell me I can't be judgmental.
That's right.
And you see, especially when I'm in a service environment. Service environment is giving out something and expecting nothing in return. I don't need no attributes, or you doing a good job, and none of that, you know. The thing I hear now is that in June, I'll be elected as an RD, a regional delegate. So they all everybody be, hey, you RD? I said, not yet. Not yet. You know, we go to the world and take the conscience of our region back to WSC, along with 234 different RDs throughout the United States and the world, you know. And I'll be there from the 27th of April to May the 5th, 9 days, 9 days. And so, and like I say, the ninth concept talks about, you know, frankly, to speak our minds in discussion. Don't be afraid to say something. You know how sometimes you intimidate the newcomer and they never come back again because they're afraid to say something. I noticed when I first went to area service, they called it area circus, right? I remember they picked me. I had, 90 days clean. I said, why did you pick me? Because you got a job, you know. And but here, I'm responsible for taking that money to the area, you know. So I can't. You know, I can't take that money as a GSR, a group service representative, you know. Another way you can use the ninth concept is through the fellowship, newsletters, and journals to go throughout and let the world do what they need to do, okay? And, you know, each group has newsletters. And it's interesting about the newsletters that you read about the anniversaries, and somebody has something to say on the fourth concept, fourth edition and stuff. And I've noticed that they're saying something about the concepts, you know, even though I've never seen them at our concept meetings. And this is the most I've seen at this meeting in a long time. So we really do appreciate it. The 10th concept is that he mentioned, you know, something about someone discrediting you or taking it a personal. All right, when you get nominated for a position at the regional level, you have to leave the room. And they come out and they discuss the pros and cons. You get three pros and three cons, right? And what they did is they made a wrong statement that became personal, right? And this gentleman got upset with that decision and wrote a letter, right? He wrote a letter and gave it back to the group, said, look, what y'all did to me was wrong. And when they read it again, they had to do it all over again, and they end up putting that individual back in the office. They call that redress, you know, because it was not done properly. Because you know how sometimes we get into personalities and forget principles, you know? The big ego, you know? Because, self-centered is the core of our disease, and we still think we can run it better than somebody else, you know? The 10th concept is our fellowship guarantee of respect for individual trusted servants. If you think you've been wrong in the course of your participation in a service, you wish to apply the 10th concept. You talk to your sponsor. You do a 10th step because you want to see your part you played in it. You know, you do a 10th step, then you pray and meditate. You know, the 11th step, okay? The 11th step, man, that talks about money. And there's two new IPs that came out. It talks about funding the NA services. It's about money matters, self-supporting in NA. It's IP 24 for information. IP is information pamphlets, right? These are 28 and 24. So what am I? Okay. After paying basic expenses, most groups contribute to NA boards and committees that serve them. The phone line, the meeting list, NA literature, H&I panels, public relations, presentation, and all benefits to program. That's why service contributions are just as surely a part of the group self-support obligation as the rent for the meeting room. It doesn't just stop at that. You go in there, you put the tape, you put the chairs out. You put the literature out on the table. You greet the newcomer. See, that's all part of the 11th concept, you know. And our example was that when a newcomer came and he wanted to buy a basic text and he couldn't afford it. And so they informed him and said, hey, I'll buy the basic text for you. All right, so the member comes back and said, man, I will pay you back when I get the money, which is next week. And the informed member indicates, said, look, you do the same thing that I did for you. See how simple that is? It's not complicated for an $11.50 book or $10.50, whatever the price is. But it's the basic text six, you know, basic text six. And the 12th concept is to think less, selfless. Think self. Because you're giving back to what you was freely given to you. And you're not asking for all the things you think you're supposed to be getting, you know. Like I say, I started as making coffee, you know, to being a secretary to, man, I always wanted to be secretary, because they call them different ones. I wanted to be I wanted to go out and get speakers, right? Yeah, well, we call them secretary. And you see, I'm saying the Tri-County, we call them secretary. And my sponsor says, how many steps have you done? Because you got to listen to the message. You just can't have somebody coming in there and sharing because they talking about, I said, you got a point. So I had to wait. I had to wait my turn in which I ought to become a secretary, you know. And then I said, from a secretary, I went to a treasurer. They trusted me with their money, you know. And I remember I told you I had been a GSR. They threw me into that, you know. And I was an H&I. I've been to all the jails in the D.C. area, in Maryland, and Virginia. And these all things helped me because I wanted to be an informed member, right? Then I got the position, had my, as an RCM, as a regional committee member, right? I did terms with that and so forth and on. And then all of a sudden a person left and went to Alaska, and I was the only first black to put in for RD, RDA2, which is a 6-year commitment. It's 2 years as a RDA2, 2 years as a RDA, or regional delegate alternate. And like I say, we take the conscience of the region to the world. That's what we do, right? And I'm so glad, and it's all through service. And through all this service, I learned how to deal with society. I went back and started helping the veterans. I was picking them up from the hospital and picking them from home and driving them to the hospital. Then I got to become a service officer. I started doing disability claims. I said, man, you got Vietnam vets, Iraq vets, and they've been hurt. But, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and different things, and they wasn't getting no money. They getting money now. You see, because I went to American Legion College and got certified papers so I could help people. But that's all through service. You understand? You know, from a person from Manhattan, Kansas, that played with Dorothy, Toto, the Lion, and the Scarecrow on Yellowfin Road.
Yeah.
And I remember I jumped off that brick road and I found out honesty, open-minded,
Thank you. All right. I'd like to thank Anthony and Leon for sharing their experience, strength, and hope. Let's see, we got a few minutes.
Thank you for coming.
Is anybody in the need? We got 5 minutes. Anybody need to share? Okay. If not,
sometimes I cannot, that it just won't come, and that's respect, right? Like, I truly, like, the redress, the temp concept is the one that helps me.